I'm Dani Shapiro, and this is The Way We Live Now. Each Friday, we're going to turn the show over to our listeners. We want to hear your stories. This is how we connect with each other, by sharing the way we live now. If you have a story, please do call us. You'll hear our number at the end of this episode. Our first message today is from a caller who, a few years ago, was on life support and spent 2 weeks in an induced coma. She emerged from that experience with a brand new outlook on the world around her.
I would like to share view of the current events from a perspective of someone who's actually been on life support, and most organs were in failure, and the fact was I couldn't breathe on my own, could induce coma, all of those things you write on your advance directive. What if, what if, what if? I need a feeding tube. Yes, check. I did also need, because of kidney disease, to be put on dialysis. Check. My reason to call is the fact that some of us, thank God, have been spared. I do not have the virus, and I don't, thank God, know of an immediate family member struggling with this terrible pandemic, and I feel for everyone who is, more greatly because I've gone through my experience. I want to send hope that my recovery, though it took 2 years, took me into a place of severe quarantine isolation. The feeding tube was necessary to regain strength. Could not eat or drink during that period of time. But what it did give me was clarity of my new life, to be lived in a more meaningful way. And yes, it did occur. When I came back to the world, it was brand new in so many ways. Every breath, every bite of food I eat is now miraculous. I appreciate things to the max because I know how fragile life is and how important love and the support of those who love you means. And I know I have fears about the future, but I pray that the world is supported in strength due to the fact we are more connected, we are more united. We have undergone such a life-changing event, witnessed it personally in every way, and I believe that will draw us together closer. Thank you so much for this podcast. It brings me so much time to reflect about our condition, and I find it a perfect vehicle to use to as writing prompts, which help me encapsulate my thoughts. And I know that your forum is a beautiful way to express ourselves, to make sure that there is hope. Thank you. Bye.
This next message is from Kendra in Madison, Wisconsin, who finds solace in the quiet moments spent with her 9-year-old daughter in their backyard.
Hi, Dani. This is Kendra from Madison, Wisconsin. My husband and I are pretty much home buddies anyway, although we do miss seeing our friends at some of our anonymous meetings. I'm enjoying all this extra time with my daughter during the spring. We get to play a lot more together. She'll pick dandelions and violets and arrange them on a little tiny bark plate, and we sit outside on our buckets and eat the foraged petal loaf together. When we're not doing that, I am sewing masks. It's hard to keep up, really. Nice to slow down a little bit. Gets a little anxious, I suppose, you know, going to the grocery store. I miss my family, I miss my friends. But I look forward to hearing your show and this new show, too. A little emotional, and that's okay. I've already told my daughter we might have to look forward to homeschooling for the next 2 years because want to stay safe. She's only 9, but she gets it.
Today's final voicemail is from a caller in New Jersey who has come up with her own system for staying sane during quarantine. She even has an acronym for it.
I live in New Jersey, and I work. I used to work in New York. I'm working from home, and we will be until at least 2021, I've heard. I have a lot going for me that, you know, I'm thankful for. I have a technology job that I can easily do from home. I have a comfortable suburban home with enough of a yard that I can take my sips of nature therapy in between meetings or other things throughout the day as needed. I am mostly an introvert, so spending time alone is not a heavy lift for me. I was surprised to find out how much of a not introvert I can be in reality when you're always alone. But for the most part, spending long stretches of time alone is not a problem. Early on in quarantine, I started to find out what I don't have going for me. Nobody at work knows, but I have bipolar 2 disorder, which is not the super dramatic manic depressive thing you might see in movies. It's much more subtle to see on the outside, although people can tell. But I'm managing it quite well, thank you, for many years with medications and talk therapy and a constant self-monitoring and self-awareness, because your medications could stop working at some point and they have to be rejiggered, and you have to know yourself well enough to know that this is not working for me. So anyway, early in the quarantine, I was surprised at how wildly I found myself spiraling. I was having trouble concentrating, having trouble sleeping, having trouble eating anything, having trouble organizing my days. It's pretty standard clinical depression stuff that anybody would be familiar with. And it comes along with the background drumbeat of anxiety that basically, I guess, we're all feeling. So anyway, I had to get my meds rejiggered just a little bit, enough for me to get my head above water so I could see what I needed to do to get myself, you know, righted again. Once I got my medications just changed just a tiny bit, I was able to think for myself again. And I do what I always do, which is just be clever and resourceful with what you've got. And since nothing that anybody else was suggesting, I came up with my own method, which I will name CHEESE, which actually comes from an acronym. I just started to think of the things that I needed to do to stay centered and stay sane, and they were something of a creative outlet, something having to do with my environment, you know, doing something in the house or in the yard that makes the place look better or feel more uncluttered, have to do some form of exercise, have to do some form of eating. And then I just switch them around until I could come up with an acronym, and then it became CHEES, which is creativity, habitat, exercise, eating, and social contact. And after I told a couple of people, they got so upset that I was spelling cheese wrong, I actually added an R for routine, and that's really important for people with any kind of a mood disorder. Having a routine is much better than having wide open days. The key to making this work is that it's not a quota, it's not an amount of time. You don't have to spend an hour exercising or, you know, any specific amount of time, and you get to say what counts and what doesn't count. And things can count for both things. Like if I work in the yard and, you know, work up a really good sweat, that is exercise and habitat. Yay, it counts. Today I wrote this. I did my creativity for the day. If I sing songs with somebody on a cappella or garage band, that's creativity and social contact. It's like you get to say what counts, and you get to say, I'm doing the things that make me sing. It's really cool, as I told my daughter about it, and she made up her own. And hers is Mayhem, which is music, activism, why I do the things I do, habitat, eating, and movement. And, you know, the cool thing is she took it in the way it's meant to be, which is you make up the acronym that works for you. And then you can use the acronym to arrange your life in a way that makes you saner. However, it makes you saner.
Thanks for listening to The Way We Live Now. Tell us the way you're living now. We want to hear. Call us on, you might want to get a pen for this, 909-713-8995. That's 909-713-8995. And record your story, and we might just use it on the pod. Also, you can join our Facebook group at facebook.com/groups/thewaywelivenowpod. We are creating a community here, and we would love for you to join us. You can find me on Instagram at Danny Ryder. The Way We Live Now is a production of iHeartRadio. It's produced by Lowell Berlanti. Beth Ann Macaluso is executive producer. Special thanks to Tristan McNeil and Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.